Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Fill me up, solitude, up to the rim. Fill me up, solitude, spill over the brim. Fill me up, solitude, again and again. Let the peace of your love shine in. Running ragged through the day, all my energy spills away. How do I keep up with this pace, draining my faith in this race?
Good afternoon and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest today is an international best-selling author of Tell a New Story. She is an award-winning singer-songwriter, a certified coach, and founder of The Story Method, a program she created born from a desire to inspire others. She draws her listeners and readers in to soothe, uplift, and guide them to tell a new story using her interactive book. Carrie Rowan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for being here. And I'm so excited to talk to you. As I was putting this together, I'm like, this is going to be a really good interview. So in this first segment, we want to talk a little bit about your bio. And So you have been a singer-songwriter for over 20 years and have been a published writer for a variety of magazines. When did the idea first come to you to write your book? And did your original idea change or shift during the whole process?
Well, I always knew that I would write this book. I just had it in the back of my mind. And it's funny, you know, writing songs are really 3-minute stories, right? So it all started with my songs. And my songs really are representative of the stories that I tell in my book. So I was telling those 3-minute stories. And really kind of everything led me to this point right here. I, you know, had some tragedies and things that happened in my life that I wish didn't happen. And I started looking inward, and writing my music was very cathartic for me and really helped me get these ideas and formulate all these ideas, which turned into this book, which is interactive, which also includes my music and my meditations and some how-to videos. So that's really kind of how it all evolved. So but, you know, in the beginning, this technology wasn't available. I didn't know I would have QR codes in my book. You know, this is part of what all kind of sort of came along and the journey of the book and created itself really in a lot of ways.
That is really unbelievable that people can be reading and then grab the QR code and do a meditation.
Yeah.
That's
exactly how it works. Right. So right at the poignant point in the story, you can take your device, whatever your electronic device, swipe it over, and then there's the meditation or there's the song explaining the story on a deeper emotional level.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, at the that's what makes it so unique is the fact that it's interactive. I even have videos in there, like some how-to videos when I'm showing, for example, how to do EFT tapping. There's a little how-to video so people can learn right there in the moment. It's really cool.
Wow. So that's what changed. So in the beginning, wanted to write the book. You knew you always wanted to write it.
Yes.
But then suddenly you figured out a way to make it interactive.
Yes. And it sort of evolved with my idea, the spark always being the same of what I was going to talk about, you know, and then that sort of evolved and using technology. And really, that's why it's a culmination of everything that I've done. It's all of my life's work really in this one book.
Wow. It's amazing. Now, what are your readers connecting to as they're going through the book? And we're going to talk about your courses later on. But what are they really connecting to?
Well, I think storytelling does go way back. And And what I feel is that people really learn from other people's stories, right? So like when I tell you my story.
Children. I mean, exactly. I share my stories so that they don't make same mistakes.
Exactly. And that's what we do naturally. Storytelling has been around since the cave days when we were drawing pictures inside caves, right? So storytelling is part of our culture. It's who we are. Mm. And so when we start to tell these stories and we start to understand these stories, we can really get inside and figure out why we're telling those stories, you know? And I'm connecting with people so that they can see themselves in my stories. So my stories, and by revealing and the vulnerability in me telling all of my personal stories, the good, the bad, the ugly, I'm hoping to connect with the reader so that they can recognize themselves in my story and go, oh, wow, I do that same thing, or I say that same story. And if she can change her story, look what she did. I can change my story too, and therefore change my life.
Mm. Yeah, so the good, the bad, and the ugly. So you're real, because I'm a newly published author too, and yours is out this year, 2020.
Oh, July, the end of July, 2020. I never imagined I would launch it during all this craziness, but it actually ended up being the exact perfect moment. People need a way to feel better right now, and I give a lot of tips to help them feel better.
So who's an ideal person to buy the book?
Oh, that's a great question. Anybody who really is feeling stuck in their lives, you know, somebody... I mean, we can all look around, right? It's so easy to see other people's stories that they repeat over and over and over again.
Yeah, we can see it in other people.
Yes, it's so easy to recognize it. But what you'll find is when you start paying attention to other people's stories, it also tells you more about your own story. So that guy that repeats that story over and over, when you look at their life, you're like, wow, the life is stuck. The life represents the story. The story represents the life. So when you start to uncover and see other people's stories, it helps reveal your own stories. Like I was saying before, just looking for the reflection in somebody else's story really helps you uncover your story and where you're stuck. So those, you know, and the funny thing is sometimes people don't realize they have stories, but we all have stories. It might just be a little tiny statement, a little mantra that you repeat that's considered a story that you tell yourself all the time. And once you become aware of them and you start catching them, that's when the work gets really cool.
Yeah, awareness is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and how long have you been meditating?
Oh, gosh, so many years, over 10 years, really. In some form or another, yeah, I've been meditating, just dabbling in it, trying every different kind, you know, to try to find what works for you.
Yeah, but awareness and meditation, all of these things are, well, meditation is a great tool, period, to help you get through.
Absolutely.
or sit still, be with yourself, be in silence, be in solitude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, we haven't even mentioned that all of the music today is all your own music.
Yes, it's very exciting.
I'm having goosebumps right now. I know. I've always wanted to do this.
It's so cool.
Because I play music in all of my shows, and I've always wanted to, like, feature an artist throughout the whole show. So I'm very proud to be doing that for you.
Well, thank you.
And now, is there a common thread? Like you said earlier that it's 3-minute stories, but is there a common thread through all of your music and your writing?
Yeah, absolutely. I always write from a place of pure heart, and, you know, there's always some sort of inspirational resolution in a story, you know, maybe in the bridge or that song you just mentioned, Fill Me Up Solitude. That I wrote while sitting in the chair getting my hair done with my baby strapped in her little caboose.
Yes, yes.
Carrier.
I had the baby Bjorn or
yes,
Bjorn.
I had that one. And I had like a sling and it was black and I had a black shirt on and people were coming over going, you have a baby in there? You couldn't even really tell. It was like a sling on me. It's funny because my mother-in-law used to say she never saw my baby's face for the first year because she was in that sling 24/7, my second born.
But they like it.
They love it. And that's where that song was born out of. But it does. It talks about that moment of finding solitude, right? Needing solitude, especially as a new mom with little babies and my kids were 16 months apart. And I tell a lot of stories about that in the book as well. And that's what meditation brings you, the moment of quiet. And that's what we're really just looking to quiet our minds for a few minutes to give us that space, that beautiful space within our minds so that we can actually react differently to things. Instead of going into our knee-jerk reaction, we can actually stop and say, hey, wait, I want to choose how I want to respond to this situation.
Especially if you are a reactor like myself.
Yeah.
Like, I am by nature, my energy goes out. I'm a reactor.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also very sensitive too.
Mm-hmm.
So meditation for me is just, it's just so key.
It really is.
You know, I notice it when I don't do it.
Me too. And I tell people all the time, the coolest thing I think about it is, you know, it's creating that space. It's creating, you're opening yourself up to that quietness, that nothingness, right? To give your mind some rest, to relax your nervous system. And the coolest thing is then you can take that with you the rest of the day. It's not just that morning or whenever you decide to meditate, that moment, you carry that with you. And like you said, I can notice when I'm not in the habit of doing it every day.
Yep.
Even just over the holidays, I missed a day and I was like, ooh, I need to meditate.
Yep.
I felt it. And so that wave of calm that comes with you. And the funny thing about it is, like, you're talking about self-awareness, but it's also a way to inspire other people. That you meditating every day affects everybody around you. It has an exponential effect on everyone. When you're calm, you're setting the stage. And as the moms, right, we set that emotional stage in the family for
everyone. The tone. Mm-hmm. We set the tone, right?
Absolutely.
And it's more, I mean, so many people are just run these days. Mm-hmm. Running mm-hmm. that this is the time to really get centered.
It's true.
To get back and get centered.
It's
and
true.
For me, it brings me more, you know, to who I really am on a deeper, like, soul-filled level.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to add to that and say, you mentioned earlier this self-awareness piece, bringing us back to our centeredness, our center of who we really are, which is love and compassion. Mm. And it's not more complicated than that.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't, but life is complicated. So when we can find a moment where we can come back to something simple and something peaceful that we can own. And I talk a lot about the book, in the book, about the state of awareness, right? Becoming aware, becoming true to who we really are. Because once we spend that time in the morning, it affects all the decisions you make throughout the day.
And let me, on this last note, we got to go to break. Let me just add to that Deepak Chopra says awareness is the change.
Absolutely.
Is the change. Well, we have to go to break. I hope you stay with us. You can go to carrierowan.com for more information. She's also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
What if the way you've been telling your life story reveals the secret to what's holding you back? Best-selling author Carrie Rowan helps you let go of the old stories that are keeping you stuck on repeat. Her interactive new book, Tell a New Story. 5 simple steps to release your negative stories and bring joy to your life is your easy roadmap to rewriting a story you love. Get your copy today and learn about her empowering online course at carrierowan.com. It's never too late to tell your best story.
The truth is torn open in front of me, no longer hidden. So fresh, yet I'm released. Clarity brings me to peace. Trying to find a place for all of this, a room in my mind where everything fits. It's getting so full, I can't close the door. I don't want to think about love anymore. And
we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and that was Souls Will Fly. Now, which album is that from?
That's from my album, Almost Home, my first album, which is really, I talk about that as being my heart wrapped in cellophane and just giving that out to people because that was a real journey.
Wait a minute. Your heart wrapped in cellophane. Now, wait a minute. What does that mean?
Well, you know, it's funny because I have an article, an excerpt from the book that is entitled Cellophane Hearts. Oh. It means it is so all of my emotions in those songs. It is my story. That was my story in a 3-minute song segment before I wrote it out into all the details of the book, right? That was talking about the things that happened in my family between my dad and my sister, you know, and losing both of them really closely, 18 months apart from each other, in both very tragic ways. And
wow.
A lot of that music was born, you know, they say some of the most beautiful art is born out of pain. And a lot of that music was born really from looking for answers, from looking inside, from trying to deal with a lot of pain. And what do I do with all this, right? Okay, it's all over now and I have to continue with my life and I have these two babies and I have a new family and I have all these things and these changes. And that music for me was just so cathartic. Writing that whole album was really a healing journey for me, and launching that album. And really, that was when I really stepped up and say, hey, I really am a singer-songwriter, and this is what I've produced, this album of heartfelt music.
Yeah.
And so that's what I mean, like, that it's my heart wrapped in cellophane.
So we all have a story, right? What stories were you telling yourself, and what effect did they have around the people around you?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the stories, and I talk about it in the book, that I told myself after losing, you know, my sister who was only 38, my dad who was only 62, is that my family was broken and it will forever be broken.
Oh.
And so that kept revealing itself to me, you know, and the first big holiday we all came together, you know, there was five of us growing up in my
and the second holiday and
nobody
the third
came
year
around.
Yeah,
and exactly.
All of that.
Mm-hmm. And everything, nothing was ever that first, you know, because of course we were all in grief and we all wanted to be together. And of course it made a total sense. I mean, one sister lives in California, somebody doesn't even, you know, celebrate the holidays, Christmas anymore. So a lot of different things changed in my life, yeah. But I held on to that story. I held on
that
to
that
story.
That your family was broken.
That my family was broken and my life would forever be broken.
Mm.
That somehow I was broken.
How
because
long
of
ago
what happened.
Did they both pass?
My dad died in 2003, my sister in 2002.
Wow.
So that was an early on story. That was one of the first stories I really had to catch myself saying, because it wasn't true, right? We tell these stories. And they're not true. A lot of them aren't true. We might believe it at the time, but that's why our stories are so powerful, because there's so many things hidden in there.
Because it's not factual?
Well, it's not necessarily true that my life had to be broken. It was a choice that I made.
That's not a fact.
Exactly.
The fact
right.
is that they passed away mm-hmm. unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was the fact, but that's what we do with our minds. We take the emotion and we make a story out of it. And a lot of times, some of our stories are handed down, but that one I created all on my own, that story held me down in many, many ways that I didn't even realize until I had the self-awareness to identify that story, to hear myself say that story and go, wait a minute, and question my own story.
Yeah.
That's when transformation happens, when we can take that story, we can pick it up, we can write it down on a piece of paper and really look at it and go, wow, I didn't even realize I was telling that story.
Mm.
And this is how that story makes me feel. Oh, and look at how this story affects everybody around me.
And look at all the stories I've created about everyone else.
Absolutely. Oh, that's a whole book in and of itself.
Right? Like all the stories that we're telling that we think someone else is thinking mm-hmm. or living or, yeah.
Absolutely.
So now
what
was uncovered for you, really? You talk about so many people uncover the real story
mm-hmm.
or the better story.
Mm-hmm.
What did you really uncover by writing all of this?
Wow. Well, this whole process, I mean, writing music is...
Because in my own book, I discovered things while I was writing the book.
Absolutely. I know. That was such an insightful question, because only another writer could ask me that question.
Yeah.
Because writing a book is so self-revealing, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I just gave myself a chill. Mm. I went through the gamut of all those questions we ask ourselves, right? The vulnerability for me to write my most personal stories and then give it to somebody.
Yeah. Hello, put it in the written word.
Here, read it forever. It's one thing to write a song, because songs are open for interpretation,
3 minutes.
Right? Right, it's 3 minutes. They rhyme, they're beautiful, there's music. People can put meaning to them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're breaking your story down word for word.
I know.
It was so emotional writing this book. Even though I knew the story inside and out. And my sister that lives in California, Melanie, and I would connect a lot, because I needed somebody to bounce some of this stuff off of, right? Like those
yeah.
old facts that I had to get in here in some way or another without, you know, scaring people with a really sad story. But I had to explain the story. But I needed somebody to bounce that off of, because
yeah.
it was really hard to go back and pull on all of those heartstrings that I thought I had put away somewhere.
And now you have another sibling, you just said.
Yep.
So your sister passed, but there's you and another sister.
And then another sister.
Okay.
And then a brother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
and my mom.
Was anything else revealed to them?
Oh, I think all of us went through such an emotional journey, because I would send them, hey, here's the introduction, and the introduction will knock your socks off, because the introduction is not like the rest of the book. The introduction is setting the stage for, hey, here's what happened to me. And I just give it all, in the introduction, so you can understand where I'm coming from. Then I go into the, hey, let's break this down and let me tell you some more stories. But then it becomes more of the teaching memoir, right? They talk about a teaching memoir. Mm. And that's really what my book is. So,
oh, interesting.
Sharing, yeah, it's sharing the story. And then it's sharing my personal stories and the reflective nature of that, or another story that maybe my mother used to tell, or a reframe, the biggest reframe. So I'm going to take you through that whole journey. I'm going to lay the stage in the introduction, and then we're going to go through the journey together, and we're going to decipher what those stories are. And I'm going to share on even a deeper level what I found out that I was saying about those stories and how I transformed that.
Wow. To my happiness. So there was a deeper level.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to give it away because you want people to actually read the book. Okay. And then now are people, we have to go to break, but one more question. Are your readers and listeners generally surprised at what they uncover for themselves? How shocking is this?
You know, that's
I guess it can be, right?
It's totally a great question. I had somebody come up to me recently and she's looked at me and said, I'm reading your book and I'm like almost through it. I can't believe the stories you told. Like, you said things that most people don't normally say. Mm. And not only do I feel like I know you on such a level, I'm so moved by what you told me and what I've learned from hearing your stories. And that for me was like, that's it in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. That's why I did it. As hard as it was for me to put this book out and put all those stories in there, I knew that I could help people because I saw how my 3-minute stories of my songs impacted people's lives. Mm. And I saw how people would come to me and say, oh my God, that story is my story in your song. And I so relate to that. And you've helped me heal and feel better. And like, I'm not alone feeling that all by myself.
I love how some songs can have an original meaning, but they can be a little bit vague and really apply to so many other people.
Right. Mm. Which is why music is universal, right? It's the universal language of love. It's, and people can take that and say, wow, I really relate. I feel that deep in my heart. Mm. I feel that same emotion.
Wow. Well, we have to go to break. I'm going to add your book to my Goodreads. I have like 25 books in there that I want to read, and it sounds amazing.
Thank you so much.
It sounds amazing. Okay. You can go to carrierowan.com for more information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and like many, I've struggled with body image and dieting throughout the years. But with a little courage and patience, I show you how I was able to love my body back to good health. In my debut book, I Am on a Love Diet, I reveal the simple steps I created to love myself from the inside out. Give yourself the gift of love this holiday season and get your copy of my Love Diet book and journal today at ilovemydiet.com.
Michelle Werdemann is a certified life coach, now offering an online coaching membership to support brain power and mental wellness. It's important to exercise our bodies, but we have to exercise our minds too. Our thoughts are what ultimately create the results in our lives. And becoming aware of our thoughts is what we dive into through her Mind, Brain, and Wellness program. You can start to create your dream life today from the comfort of your own home and at your own pace too. Contact Michelle today at mbwliving.com.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Carrie Rowan. And didn't you say, I forgot about this, but in your book, isn't there a denial segment in your book? What is that?
There is. I talk about story denial in my book.
Mm.
Yeah. And I talk about story denial means there are those little stories that we deny we even have, right? And they're those usually those little ones that have been implanted by somebody else. And they're a little bit of a shame story, right? They're a little bit like, I don't want to tell you what I say to myself, really, because it's really bad or it's really negative, you know?
Mm.
And so that's kind of story denial, is really denying that we have dark stories or that we have intentions that might not be so noble behind our stories sometimes.
Yeah.
They have a noble reason for that we do it. They really do. They always have a noble reason why we're telling a negative story. But when we really stop and look at the outcome and we say to ourselves, hey, is this story really solving a problem or having the outcome with other people that I want it to? And the answer is usually no. And that's a good question to ask. Or is this a loving story that I tell myself? Mm. If the answer is no.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. If that's your question, you got to ask yourself good questions and you will get better answers. And if the answer is no, that's a story to definitely take a look at.
Because it's not always pretty either.
It's not always pretty.
I have many moments that are not very pretty in my life.
It's never always pretty. And usually those darker stories are the ones that were given to us by somebody else. Somebody said something to us once when we were little and it just stuck, or, you know, you're a terrible reader, or you'll never do anything right, or why do you always do that? You know, all those little things.
Even subconscious, deep subconscious things that we might not even be aware of.
That's exactly. Those are little sneaky buggers.
Sneaky buggers. Now, You say that I love the whole rewriting the story, and I love rewriting it to tell a new story. Mm. That is my favorite, because you can spin anything.
Mm-hmm. It's
right?
So true.
You
it's
can
so true.
Spin anything into a positive. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't have the prettiest, fluffiest childhood, but it made me who I am today.
Absolutely. And that's why it's valuable. That's why our stories are so valuable and so powerful. But it's the meaning that we give the stories, right? I mean, everybody has a turnaround story, but sometimes it's hard for us to see that, right?
A turnaround story.
And as Tony Robbins says, turnaround story is the most powerful story ever written. We all have
so
one.
You're a Tony Robbins fan.
Oh, I love Tony. Oh my gosh. I saw Tony.
And you do EFT tapping.
Oh, I do a lot of.
Do you teach meditation?
I do. I have meditations right in the book. So original meditations that I wrote, guided meditations. And in my course, I take everybody through those meditations together. It's going to be really powerful. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you have a beautiful voice to do guided meditations.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
I had a lot of fun making those, actually.
Now, we can actually change a major story, because I have a question in here. Hang on. I'm not on the right page. Do you believe you can spin almost anything, right? Because you have a hard story about your dad and your sister very close together. Almost anything into new, better story. And if so, how can you help another woman rewrite a hard story? Because the harder the story, almost the harder to let it go.
Yeah. And usually they've been in there for a long time. And so, as I was saying before, sometimes it's hard for us to see our own stories and our own turnaround story. So when you have somebody working with you and somebody to take a look at your story, like even a friend, think about it. When you tell a friend a story, they might look at you and turn to you and say, well, really, the strength I see in you from that is, like, look at everything you became, like you were just saying, Nicole, from your story. It's not always pretty. It's not always a beautiful story, but there's always an outcome. There's always a growth factor. There's always something that we got out of that. And when you change the meaning of the story just a little bit, it changes the whole story.
So you want people, women, that are open-minded to take your course.
Absolutely.
How do they get to that open-minded if they have such a hard story?
Absolutely. That's a great point. Well, the five steps that I developed are really the way that I take everybody through. And what makes the course special is you're doing the work with other women, right? There's something so synergistic and co-creative when everybody's doing the same work. And when you're sharing those stories in a group, it becomes so powerful. And the bonds that are created, not only with me and everybody in the class, but the members of the class together are so powerful. I'm sure you've been in a group situation like that before, where you're sharing and revealing, and these people become like your new best friends overnight.
These are my groups that I was telling
you
about. Yes. So, but this is an intimate. How many people can you have?
Well, I don't want to have too many. That's the thing. I want to keep it to, like, maybe, you know, 15 at the most, because I want to keep it intimate. I want people to really share and feel safe to share in a small group.
And here's the key. They have to want to tell a new
story. Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of times they might not know that they want to tell a new story, but they know that they don't like what they're getting. They know that they do keep telling the same stories over and over, and they feel stuck in their life. And there's so many ingredients in that story that we can uncover that help us change the story, those beliefs, the needs, all the things that are hidden inside that story. Stories are this little microcosm of your life, of your beliefs, of your heart, of things that were unmet, of longing. So when we start to dig in at those stories, the stories start to change themselves. When you start to become self-aware, all these things, all those five steps that I mentioned, each step that I take you through, you become a little bit more aware about, you know, your mindset habit, or you become a little bit more aware about the intention behind your story and why you were telling that in the first place, because maybe there was a need unmet. So like I said, there's always a noble reason behind telling the story.
And some people don't feel like they've been heard.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially
that's
women.
Huge. Definitely women. We've been told our whole lives, do this, be nice, don't be angry, look pretty, be quiet, you know, all those things.
But we also have to feel like we've been heard.
It's so important.
And so maybe that's why they keep telling the same story.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they're not feeling heard.
Right. But the irony here is...
Oh, I just goosebumped
myself.
Oh,
you just... I love that. I'm writing that down. Because the irony is, once they start to dig in there and realize just what that story, because even though we repeat it, a lot of times it's unconscious. We're not even aware exactly what we say and repeat until we do this little story catcher exercise where we're writing that story down.
And story catcher exercise.
Yeah.
I love that.
You have your little story catcher notebook that you carry around with you because they come up. They come up at not the most convenient points, but when they come up, you got to capture them and write them down. Ooh,
yeah.
I didn't even realize I was saying that to myself, right? And all of this unfolds. And so you start to have this awareness about your own stories, but also doing it without beating up on yourself about the fact that you were telling
that
story.
We have to be understanding.
And compassionate with ourselves.
And loving.
Absolutely. That question I asked you, was that a loving story to tell myself? Not so much.
Yeah. We have to, and to rewrite a love story. Hello.
Yeah. A story that you can fall in love with. Because here's the hard, cold fact. The stories that we keep telling reflect the results we keep getting in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we want it or not.
When yeah.
You keep focusing.
That old saying, if you expect change to happen, if you keep doing the same thing
with the same
over
mind,
and,
exactly,
you can't,
Einstein.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with your stories. When we keep telling the same story over and over about what we don't want, guess what we get more of?
Oh, absolutely.
I keep telling that broken story. Guess what the universe thinks I'm saying? Hey, I want more of that. Give me that. Give me that.
I am so with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly telling myself and people in my house, what do you want?
Yes.
What do you want?
That's a great question.
Because writing it out.
Yes, it's a great question because we don't even realize it. We think we're talking about what we don't want and what happened and how tragic it is. But really, we're just making ourselves a victim in our own story.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe doesn't care. What you're saying and what you're sending out with your stories is just a huge attraction. It's like a magnet. It's a big magnet pulling more of it to you, whether you want it or not.
Yep, because your subconscious or your mind only hears forget the keys.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hear don't.
Yeah.
It just hears forget your keys.
Exactly.
And so I'm always saying, no, I'm going to remember my keys. Like you have to say what you want, right?
Absolutely.
I'm going to be on time. I mean, these are simple examples, but we have to go to break. But I love that you give examples because sometimes you need the example in order to register it
and
unlock the door in your own mind.
Absolutely. Same thing for when something's lost. When the second you say it's lost, you physically cannot see that item. I talk about it in the book.
Mm.
You cannot see it.
All right. Well, we are going to go to break. You can go to carrierowan.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
We all have a story, but in order to become the person we want to be, education is key. And behavior modification is Fran Lambert's expertise. Fran has helped thousands move away from old habits to achieve healthier, new ones because there isn't just one thing getting in the way. And with Fran's realistic solutions and support, she has simple programs that you can sustain. Take yourself off the back burner because you have everything to gain. Contact Fran Lambert today on Facebook at Happy and Healthy Inside and Out.
Independent consultant Cindy Vanderstreet is with Touchstone Crystal by Swarovski. And she loves what she does. Sure, her company is amazing, and the quality is superior, but selling jewelry isn't really what Cindy does for a living. She brings joy, happiness, and connection to women. Adding valuable sparkle helps shift their energy and brings joy to everyone they love to meet. Let Cindy mentor you to create your own dream life career. Contact her today at touchstonecrystal.com/CindyVanderstreet. That's Cindy with an I.
Mm-hmm.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and that was I Am Life. And I want to make sure I mention this. You also wrote children's songs?
Yes.
Yes, we hadn't even talked about that.
Yes.
And there was a branching out. I was going to play Branching Out as the last song. But then I saw in our notes that you have a story behind this song.
Yes, I Am Life. That is a song that was on an album with a good friend of mine, Adrian Galani, and that is our band's Defili Stone. And so this song, I put down the book, the Eckhart Tolle book, The Power of Now, and that song just flew out of me. It's one of those moments.
I haven't read it yet. It's on my bookshelf. Haven't read it yet.
Get that on your Goodreads list.
I have 27 books. I just added you. So for the record, if you are on Goodreads, she's in there. Yes.
So okay. That song just flew out of me. And if you listen to the words, it's a really spiritual concept about I am life and just being, you know, who we are. I'm not my name. I'm not my this. I'm not my house.
Yeah.
I am who I am. Just what we were talking about before, getting back to who we truly are. And that's what meditation does for you, bringing you into the present moment awareness. And the now is really the only place that we can have the ability to change. And you talked about what changes and what can we change. The only thing we can change is our mind. Right? The only thing we can ever really change is our mind about something. I changed my mind about the fact that, hey, wait a minute, maybe my life really isn't broken. Look at this, look at this, look at that. Hey, wait a minute, this is going really well for me. Maybe my life is not broken forever. Maybe these things all happened, and yeah, I didn't want them to happen, and I can't bring those people back, but I can find a new way to think about it. I can find meaning from all of my pain. And when you can give meaning, a higher meaning to your pain, like creating this beautiful music out of it. I call it polishing your pearls in the book. Finding something good that came out of it. You know,
polishing your pearls.
Polishing your pearls. So when life, you know, they talk about life giving you lemons, make lemonade. Well, what do you do when it throws slimy oysters at you? You got to go in and look for the pearls and you got to polish them up, right? So my songs became my little pearls. They started out as just journaling in my book, and then they turned into poems, which turned into songs, which turned into an album, my Almost Home album. And it all just came together, this really tapestry of emotions that I was trying to express.
Now, I have so many more. I have additional questions that we don't have time for. Can you give an example of one easy way a person can feel better about their life today? Because really, that's your goal.
I love that. Well, I'm really big in mindset, right? So I'm always trying to bring people to the awareness of mindset. And that's one of the things we do in the first week in class is we talk a lot about, hey, what are my habitual emotions anyways? Where do I usually hang out? And so one piece of advice that I can give people to get ahead of that mindset or ahead of before, you know, the stuff starts hitting the fan, because it's going to happen during the day, is to wake up before you even get out of your bed. You realize you're awake and just decide, hey, what's one thing right now that I can feel grateful for? Maybe it's your cozy pillow. Maybe it's the blankets. Maybe it's the heat in the room. Maybe it's somebody laying next to you. Find
gratitude
one thing.
Is so huge.
It really is. It when rewires our brain.
I love that. When you're in that moment of gratitude, you can't be angry.
It's so the opposite of anything else. It's so true. And when you wake up feeling that way, that's when you have to get on top of mindset. I feel like a lot of times we're chasing mindset. Oh, gosh, this happened. I got to feel better. Let me do this. So when you get out ahead of it like that, right? You see what I'm saying? When you start your day like that, deliberately choosing how you want to feel in that moment, and then, you know, let's face it, something's going to happen, but you already have a leg up on it. You already decided you're already going to start your day with gratitude. And then during the day when stuff happens, you can stop for a minute and say, hey, wait a minute, let me find one other thing that I'm really grateful for today and use that as your leaping off point for feeling a little bit better, because each day we have a choice, right?
Right. And everything is a choice, and it's when you make that decision. Mm-hmm. That's what I learned in the past couple of years, is when you make a decision, that it is leaps and bounds beyond. And I think it was one of my coaches that is also a Tony Robbins fan. But I love what you said about changing. It's the now, the moment in the now, and the only thing you can change is your mind. But once you change your mind or shift it, whatever word you want to use, right? If as soon as you shift it, then other things will change. I changed my body.
Wow, that's
like,
awesome.
Like you from writing my own book, and it was the mindset was the hardest thing to change. It took me 10 months.
Wow. Yeah. It took me 9 months to write my book too. But, and like you said,
no, it took me 2.5 years to write my book, but it took me 10 months to change my mindset.
Wow.
That's how stuck I was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I still have, you know, it's a journey. It's all going to, it's a continued journey.
Yes.
I mean, it's not going to be, you know, sunshine, roses, you know, flowers and buttercups like forever here on out. I still have work I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're all a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when you can realize that, like, I love what you're saying, is once you can realize that you have the power to choose, we forget that we have the power to choose.
I know.
We let our emotions run us, right? It's so easy to do that because a lot of this seems counterintuitive, right? Wait, I'm going to pick my emotion when I wake up? Okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we do.
I can choose
I can. Wait a second. Because you do every day, especially in these times. You have the choice to feel a little bit better or a little bit worse. And right now, it's so easy to feel a little bit worse, right?
I know. You gotta be grateful for everything we have. And we have to go. We're out of time. But I almost feel like that this was a blessing in disguise. Not for everyone. There's a lot of people that have passed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a blessing in disguise, this time that we're in. But thank you. You can go to carrierowan.com for more information. I want to leave you with this final quote. This is by George Bernard Shaw. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.